the Flying Wards, the Flying Cancellos, the Green Brothers, Charles Waller, and many more Twin Cities natives took off for high-flying careers in the circus world. And although they traveled the world as death-defying performers, they returned home in the winter months, bringing fellow circus folk with them to practice their high-flying talents and establish Bloomington Normal as the trapeze capital of the world. The lure of that history, plus the continuing run of Illinois State University's Gamma Phi Circus, have brought the circus fans to the Twin Cities. The Circus Fans Association of America was founded in 1926 by folks who just love the circus. But they do more than just attend performances. That's according to Maureen Brunsdale, ISU Milner Library's Special Collections and Rare Book Librarian, and Senior Specialist Mark Schmidt. Brunsdale says the Circus Fans Association of America has lobbied through the years for the benefit of the circus business.
They would get together and if the circus as an entity was having problems with Washington laws, they would try to petition and change that law or make it more favorable for circuses to present around the country. Now the membership more is just a way for people who have a shared passion for circus to come together and celebrate circus. That's not to say that they aren't involved with laws or promoting circuses in various communities, but it's more of a social thing for them.
So, Mark, tell me about some of the people who are in the association. I mean, what sort of people are attracted to joining this club? Is it just a wide swath of American people?
It's anyone and everyone who has an interest in circus, all facets. You might be interested in just animals or just the performance or different periods in history or just circus now. You might not be interested at all in the history. So it's all of those people brought together.
So what is going to be going on during the convention? They're coming here for the very first time. You have this massive circus collection here. Tell me about what is going to be going on, Maureen.
Yeah, the bulk of the activities will be happening at the Hyatt in Uptown Normal, and that's where they'll have papers presented about people from Bloomington. There's going to be a paper on Pawnee Bill, for example. Pawnee Bill grew up in this community, actually graduated from Bloomington High School back in the day. There will be papers on Eddie and Jenny Ward.
The Flying Wards.
The Flying Wards, yeah. We are going to be welcoming Donna Ward Skura to town, and she is the granddaughter of Eddie and Mamie Ward, so we're delighted to be listening to her paper. In addition, we're going to be welcoming the wonderful trapeze troupe of the Gaonas. They are an internationally known troupe that actually was probably the pinnacle of their success was the late 1970s and the early to mid 1980s, but on their pedestal board would be Antoinette Cancello, who of course was a local gal who was famous for doing the triple somersault. But they continued on their careers, and they both, the two gentlemen who are going to be coming back to town, have trapeze schools. One has a stunt company and does a lot of stunts for Hollywood. And then there will be a movie that is going to be showing at the Normal Theater on Thursday evening. It's free and open to the public at 7 p.m. Thursday, and that title of the movie is The Flight Fantastic. And that movie was produced and directed by Tom Moore, who will also be here in this community for CFA. And after the movie, the Gaonas and Tom Moore will have a Q&A for anyone interested.
Well, what about the Gamma Phi Circus? Will that be going on when the convention is going on?
Yes. That's one of the reasons why the convention will be here. That starts on Friday, and there'll be a show on Friday and then two shows on Saturday. I believe a matinee performance and one in the evening.
That really ups the ante if these circus fans are coming in just for the and they get to see the Gamma Phi Circus, so that's exciting. So you guys have some stuff set up here in Special Collections, so I presume you're anticipating that some folks will be coming up here?
Yes. On Saturday afternoon, actually Saturday morning, through the afternoon, we will be hosting here in Special Collections an open house to show off this wonderful collection, or just a piece of a near 1,000 piece collection of wardrobe from circuses all over the country. There might even be some international pieces in there, we don't know.
Well, I noticed something right when I walked in, Maureen. You have to tell me about this. It is actually what looks like a breastplate and a helmet with like this plume on the top. Yeah. And underneath is a poster, Ringling Brothers, newly added colossal spectacle, Joan of Arc. Yeah. So this is the actual costume that went with this act?
Yeah, we assume so. You'll notice that the poster says Ringling Brothers, so that tells you it was before they joined with Barnum and Bailey, so it was the world's greatest show at the time that this spectacle, Joan of Arc spectacle, was going. The armor that we see above it was worn by actually little people. It was a little person's armor that they dressed for the spectacle of Joan of Arc, and that little person, I don't know his name, just stored the armor away in the garage, where eventually some circus fans were able to purchase the armor and then donated it to us recently. So we're delighted to have that on display.
What do you think, Mark, is something that you have on display here that the circus fans will most likely get excited by?
Well, we have some wardrobe here from 1889.
Wow, it's still in good shape. It's beautiful. It's green. It looks almost like a Peter Pan costume.
And it's an acrobat, and we have a photo of the performer actually wearing that wardrobe.
Did you get these separately, and then you put them? Did they come together?
They came together.
Well, who is the performer? Do we know?
It might be F.F. Welch, says on the back of the card. Hopefully it's F.F. Welch. It could also possibly be Chester Parsons.
Because there's two guys in there.
Right.
We don't know quite which one is in it. And it's a cabinet portrait from 1889. And boy, he looks very fierce. He's got this side-eye stare that I don't think I would mess with. You know, don't drop this guy when you're doing the trapeze with him.
He is
very small. Yeah. I mean, he looks like an 11-year-old could wear that.
Well, the mannequin actually that is supporting this particular costume is a juvenile boy's mannequin, but obviously from the photo, he is a young man. He's looks to be fully grown, but it's just a reminder of how small circus performers were back in the 1880s.
And you also have the shoes that he wore.
Yeah.
And in the photograph, we can see some of the stuff they worked with, including stuff they apparently did a juggling act.
And some fencing, it seems, too.
That's very exciting. Where did this come from?
This came from the Herbert Eckert collection. This is something that we got very recently before we had actually got this from Mr. Eckert a few years ago. But we have a more recent donation from him that is nearly 1,000 pieces of wardrobe, just as fantastic as this.
And you're still sorting through all that?
Oh, yes. It's going to take a long time.
Maureen, I noticed you also have an exhibition up in the hallway here on the 6th floor of Milner Library. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was created by Steve Gossard, our circus curator, and he wanted to document 150 years of circus in Illinois. So that's the focus of that particular exhibit outside the hallway. That exhibit is going to be up through just about the end of the school year, mid-May. The materials we have here in the reading room will be open only for, or will be up like this only for about a week after the circus bands, because we have to go back to teaching.
Well, of course, the circus. If you're not a member of the circus fans and you want to see this sort of thing, can one come up here?
Absolutely. It's whenever the lights are on. Mark and I like to say people are welcome to come in here. Having said that, though, when the circus fans are in town, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we will be closed. But we do have that open house on Saturday that's free and open to the public.
Maureen, is there anything here that just really jumps out to you as one of your favorite pieces?
Well, you know, I really love the vignette over here of these. Eight cases where we have displayed the rings that Lillian Leitzel used when she was a young girl in her mother's act, the Graceful Leamy Ladies. And then in the second windows, if you will, images and the fly bar that came from that Ward barn on East Emerson Street. The third case of two has materials related to Art Cancello, and the last case is the beautiful and inimitable Antoinette Cancello, of course, his wife.
And they're lovely local people.
Absolutely.
That are part of Twin City history.
Yep.
That's Maureen Brunsdale and Mark Schmidt from Illinois State University's Milner Library's Special Collections. The Circus Fans Association of America's annual convention is April 18th through the 21st, right here in the Twin Cities. I'm Laura Kennedy.